What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve. You know, he's righteous. He's perfect in all of his ways. I want to set the record straight and let the devil know that the God that I serve is righteous in all of his ways. He's a covenant-keeping God. He's a man of his word, and he's a God of laws. And because he's a God of laws and he's a God of principles, remember, what is a law? A law is a principle. When acted upon, it will consistently give the same result. Did you hear that? I said a law is a principle. When acted upon, will consistently give the same result. No matter who does it, no matter where it's done, no matter how it's done, it's a law. I'll give you one law. Whatever man sow, that shall he also reap. I don't give you black, white, orange, purple, fat, or skinny. You sow something, you're going to reap it. What goes up must come down. That's a law of gravity. Don't care if you're in China. Don't care if you're in Timbuktu, Africa. Whatever goes up must come down. Are you listening? Those are laws. Well, there's a law in the spirit. And that law is that God can do nothing on earth until somebody prays. Why? Because he said, let us make man in our own image, Genesis 1:26, and let them have dominion. God gave man dominion. All right? God gave man dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the cattle of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. That's the law. So the minute God gave man dominion over the earth, that means that even God, whenever something is done on earth, he needs human invitation and human interaction. Why? My God, hallelujah. Malabashatole mandale kialalamansa. Just saw an angel standing next to me. But why is that? Because he's a God of laws. So when we pray, it is our prayer and our intercession that gives God permission to do what he wants to do on the earth. So us coming consistently, this is the principle, that when acted upon consistently, it's going to give the same result. Again, we are seeing testimonies already of the power of intercession and the power of prayer. Now, you know, I have to release a powerful word on watch night. I got to do prayer on Saturday and got to release a powerful word on January the 2nd. And because of that, I thank God for Pastor Butler, who's able to stand in the gap and make up the hedge, hallelujah, for me to pray and intercede. So I'm here. And I want Pastor Butler at 6:07 to pray till about 6:20. Then I'll take the last prayer point when he's done. But just know that this is powerful. We have over 1,000 people on this line. And again, that shows me that there's hope for this country. There's hope for the body. There's hope for the church. Satan is busy, and the devil hates me. And he hates me because I am pushing the people of God into prayer. And Satan knows that he has but a short time. Remember, demons understand time. Remember when Jesus was walking through the land, he said, why come torment me before my what? Time. Demons understand time. They know how things operate. And Satan knows that he has but a short time. But when we pray, we hinder. We stop, we block, amen, we disengage, we superimpose the will of God into the earth realm through prayer and through intercession. That's why the devil wants to stop me, but the devil doesn't understand that God is on my side. I will not fear. God is for me, and I don't have nothing to worry about as long as I keep my nose in that word and keep my knees on the floor in prayer. I cannot be stopped. Pastor Butler, I'm giving it to you at about 6:20. Take us in, and then I'll take it. More grace.
More grace and good morning. Grace and peace be unto you, Pastor. Amen. We thank God for you. Grace family, God, we give God glory for every one of you. We're getting ready to enter in. First, we're going before His Majesty with thanksgiving and praise, and then I'm going to hit a prayer point that I believe the Lord has stirred my heart concerning the body of Christ and us entering into, amen, this next realm of glory, 2022. Amen. So we're coming before His Majesty, acknowledging His awesome splendor, His wonder, and His magnificent works. Amen. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And so we're getting ready to say so. And I want you to open your mouth and declare, amen, the greatness of His Majesty. Amen. The splendor of His glory. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the blessed Messiah, we stop to thank you and bless you with the fruit of our lips, giving thanks and praise unto your wondrous, magnificent, and blessed name. Father, we thank you right now for you decreed and declared that you brought us out that we might give you praise. And you said that, oh, that men would praise you for your goodness and your wonderful works towards the children of men. We bless you with the fruit of our lips, Lord, because you are high and lifted up. Therefore, you deserve a high praise. You are, Lord, victorious. You are glorious. You are majestic in all your ways. You're clothed in splendor. Amen. Bless God, and you sit on the throne of glory. We bless you. Be lifted up, thou matchless wonder. There's none like you, none to be compared with you. You alone are God. Hallelujah. And Father, we bless you right now. We thank you for the great things that you have done. That's right, because you have done great things wherein we are glad. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, that you are deliverer. You are door. You're the door to the sheep. You're the elect of God. We call you Emmanuel. Hallelujah. You are our eternal life. You are the law and the lawgiver. Give us so. We bless you, Father, because not only are you the Lamb of God, but you're the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So this morning we decree and declare, hallelujah, we bless you with the fruit of our lips and thank you for being your people and the sheep of your pasture, knowing that it's you who made us and not we ourselves. We thank you that we understand you're the Prince of Peace. You're our Redeemer and Savior. You're not only the Prince of Peace, but you're the Prince of Life. You're the resurrection and the life. And we lift you up. We exalt you, hallelujah, because your name is wonderful. You're the Word of Life and the Word of God. You're the way, the truth, and the life. And God, there's none like you, none to be compared with you. So be lifted up, hallelujah, from this time forth and forevermore. The name of the Lord be glorified. Hallelujah. You're Alpha and Omega. You're the arm of God. Hallelujah. You're the bread of life and the Almighty. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning for laying us down to sleep, but we awaken because you sustained us. What shall we render unto you, Master, for all of these many benefits that you have given unto us? God, we stop and take the cup of salvation, and we call on the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that, Lord God, we could be living under a bridge, but, Father, we're here, and we pray for those that are living in these, Lord Jesus Christ, ungodly situations. We thank you, God. We could be walking around with a colostomy bag, but, God, you've been kind and merciful under us, and let the grace of God rest upon those that are. We thank you, Lord, for the activities of our limbs. Hallelujah. We thank you for the ability to be able to see, to hear, to be able to even spit. Thank you, Lamb of God, for the ability to be able to move our arms. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning with an everlasting thanks, and we decree and declare, hallelujah, be praised from this time forth and forevermore throughout the body of Christ in the matchless, wondrous name of His Majesty, Lord Jesus, the blessed Christ, Son of the living God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Well, my God, I'm stirred this morning. Hallelujah. Listen, amen. I want to go to a prayer point on spiritual warfare. A prayer point on spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Out of Ephesians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul says, amen, finally, brother, 6 and 10. Ephesians 6 and 10, finally, brother, be strong in the Lord then the powers might put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. In order for us to be able to fight this fight, there's certain things internally that the enemy will try to use, amen, to sabotage your faith and sabotage, amen, bless God, your confidence in God. God told me some of those things we generate from inside. The Bible says in the book of Psalms of Solomon, chapter 2, I believe, verse 15, that it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. So we're getting ready to locate the little foxes now and dismantle, disarm, hallelujah, and destroy them so that our faith will function properly, so that we don't give no place to the devil, hallelujah, by causing what we call fratricide in the military. That means that's an internal working that destroys the organization, the unit, amen, bless God, or the division. Hallelujah. It works from within to tear out. And one of the things that we're dealing with, hallelujah, is the little foxes. Lift your right hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I identify today every small fox that would run through my life and eat up the vine of my faith. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, today, God, oh, God, we thank you right now. Hallelujah, that you've given us the spirit of discernment that we might recognize, identify, and then, Father God, alleviate and eradicate every, Lord, foe of our faith. We come against now superstitions that we have held on. We pull them down. According to Lord 2 Corinthians 10, you told us to pull down every imagination and cast down every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God in the name of Jesus. We come against every, Lord Jesus Christ, ungodly music that have subtle, hallelujah, subliminal messages that cripple and come against our faith and exalt human reasoning and fleshly motives. In the name of Jesus, Makusta, we come against the spirit of gluttony, Father, that causes us to focus on our flesh rather than our spirit. Hallelujah, every excessive appetite. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of slander, glory to God, and gossip that the enemy would use us to get involved in, generate, and cause us to speak things paralyzing. Hallelujah, our faith, because you said, hallelujah, death and life in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So, Lamb of God, we thank you now, and we put a lasso, we set a watch before our mouth and keep the doors of our lips from foolish talking. Hallelujah, from slander. God, in the name of Jesus, from strong deception and flatteries. Mrusepe, hallelujah, from profanity. Ikambata, Father, deliver even your people from the profanity. Hallelujah. God, shutting down their own, Lord Jesus, deliverance, their own prosperity, their own breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Bless God by allowing death to come out of their mouth. Hallelujah. Thereby crippling, disannulling, dismantling, hallelujah, and overthrowing their own faith. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. You said that where the word of a king is, there's power. So, Father, teach us how to use our words aright. Teach us how to speak things, whatsoever things are true, just, honest, lovely, of good report, full of virtue and praise, to think on these things. For out the abundance of the heart, you set the mouth, O Lord, speaking. Father, what a man thinketh, we say, because it's in us. So, God, we ask you, Lord, stir us again. Let this prayer of revival, let this time of this underground prayer become the very springboard that thrust us, Lord, into the pool, hallelujah, of victory. Let it become, Lord, the elevator to bring us out of the dungeon of disparity, discouragement, hallelujah, and break every secret fox, every little fox. We identified, we break you, we curse you, and we discourage you. Hallelujah. Every lying spirit, we break it down now. Higher. Yeah, We decree and declare, we're not sick, we're healed. We're not bound, we're delivered. We're not broke, we're blessed. We thank you for the prosperity of your saints. We decree and declare, we are more than conquerors through you. We thank you now, through you we run through the troop and we leap over every wall. Hallelujah, we give you praise and glory for this that you have given unto the saints. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of your glory. To you, hallelujah, the only wise God, be power, majesty, might, dominion, hallelujah, not only now but henceforth and forevermore, world without end, throughout eternity, in the matchless, majestic, mighty, marvelous, magnificent, and magnanimous name of his majesty, Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, King of the Saints, hallelujah, ruler of the universe, hallelujah, thou that direct the cosmos, be lifted up. We decree and declare, nothing shall by any means hinder us, nothing shall by any means stop us, and we identify every secret foe, hallelujah, that would hide and work against us in the name of Jesus.
Glory, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Psalm 62 and 4, it says, they only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. We are repealing any word curse in the name of Jesus. Amen. We are repealing any word curse. Those who desire to see us go down, we repeal every word curse. Now listen, we have to pray. And I want to say something. You can't ride off of my prayer. All right, death and life is not in the power of your mind. I told somebody that today. Death and life ain't in the power of your mind. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. You have to open your mouth and intercede and pray and declare, my God, how awesome it is when to be able to open your mouth. Think about the individual who cannot open his mouth. And it's bound to the obababashata, that is bound to the words of somebody else. Hallelujah. They're bound to what others say about them. And a lot of times that's why others never get healed, because that person who is sick can't speak. And somebody has to speak for them and say they're handicapped, they're sick. All right? So their lives become governed by the pronouncement of those who are around them. That's very powerful what I'm saying right now. Their lives become governed by that. Or even the lepers who had to say that they were unclean. All right? Your life is controlled by your words. I'm not unclean. I'm clean. I'm righteous. I am the righteousness of God. Amen. I was telling a preacher the other day. He said, well, Prophet Khan, even though a man may be righteous, if he do wrong, according to Ezekiel, his righteousness will not be remembered. I say, my God, you under that old covenant, and you are right. My righteousness won't be remembered. But thank God, I'm not under my righteousness. Glory to God, I was able to exchange my righteousness for his righteousness, and I'm standing in the righteousness of God, and he made me worthy. We're repealing any word curse. Raise your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I repeal any word curse. In the name of Jesus, and I declare and I proclaim that nothing and no one will bring me down. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repeat, oh, bah, 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 shata. Good God, Ramona, there's the warfare. I felt it. I repeal. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and pray, because there are some things that have been spoken against you. So open your mouth right now and pray and cancel every word curse. There are people who are speaking against you, who desire to see you go down, who desire to see you go under. But in the name of Jesus, I repeal, my God, every word curse. I declare that I will not be disadvantaged. I will not be discredited. I will not be dishonored. I will not be implicated. I will not be brought down. I declare that I won't be brought down. KCC will not be brought down. My house will be not be brought down. And in the name of Jesus, I declare that me, my children, my family, my business, my investments will not be brought to shame. I declare that my son will not be brought to shame, that my daughter will not be brought to shame, that my sister, my brother, my mother, my father, my grandmothers and uncles and aunties, and those who are connected to me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I will not be brought to shame. I will not be destroyed. I will not be a victim. I will not be a casualty of the ill will of men and women. I declare that whatever the devices are, I cancel it. I will not be destroyed in the journey of my life, but I will reach the place that you call me to reach. I declare I will not be disadvantaged. I will not be disadvantaged. Chloe will not be disadvantaged. Anthony will not be disadvantaged. Eba Shatuma. Bailey will not be disadvantaged. My wife will not be disadvantaged. My husband will not be disadvantaged. Come on, decree it. Declare it. Hey, 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 Shata. Ho, Mikande. Leba Shata Lama. Romondo Lobokudala Hazia. Zivundili Mikiaso. Lolobo Shatele me. Lekedandele de Christi de Undala. Lakanini Mikikosa. Lalamanda la Hotaya. I will not be disadvantaged. My house will not be disadvantaged. My ministry will not be disadvantaged. Father, as I lift my voice and I pray, I thank you that every word cursed, every wrong prayer, every evil pronouncement be overturned. I overturn every evil pronouncement. I overturn every wrong prayer. I overturn every evil agenda and every word cursed. Be repealed, be dismantled. Hey, Bosha, ha, Yakamande, Lilibia Solo, Robo Shakuli Mandala Haya, Latanini Mikikoso, Lobo Shete. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that going into 2022, I will not be disadvantaged. Going into next year and all of next year, I will not go under. I will not be disadvantaged. I will not be destroyed. I will not be discredited. I will not be lied on. I will not be scandalized. I cancel every working of the enemy. I command the tongue of my oppressor and the tongue of the enemy to cleave to the roof of their mouth. Father, in the name of Jesus, let them not get away with their threatening. Hey, oh God, behold their threatening. Hey, Shaba, Leba Sokuma, Lile Leban Shatalamanda, Likulimikikasa, Lolobo Shete, Lebe Shita Lamaya, Lamandili Mi Aso, Lukumushe, Limandili, La Baba Shado, in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll bring one more prayer. The Bible declares in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything was made. In him was life. Life was the light of all men. But that word was wonderful in heaven. But as long as that word was in heaven, I would have never been redeemed. The only thing that redeemed me was that word became flesh. I am declaring that every prophecy over my life for 2022 and beyond, every prophecy over my children for 2022 and beyond, every prophecy over KCC, for 2022 and beyond, my business, my finance, I am commanding every word to become flesh. Hey, Masha, I say I'm commanding every word to become flesh. Lift your voice and say in the name of Jesus, every prophecy concerning my life, I command it to come flesh. Now, now, lift your voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are not a man that you should lie. Neither the son of man that you should repent. Have you spoken, shall you not do it? Have you said it, shall you not make it good? And because you are a man of your word, and you've never lost the battle, hallelujah, hallelujah, because you do what you say, Father, I declare a manifestation and command a manifestation of every prophetic word that has been spoken over my life, every good thing that you have said in the heavens concerning me, every good thing that has been spoken in eternity concerning me, Father, by the law of the covenant of your promise, and on the account of your covenant, and on the account of the blood of the cross, I declare a manifestation of every prophecy, every good thing, and every good word that you've spoken over KCC, every good word that you've spoken over my children, my family, hey, Shanta, my loved one, my business, my finances, my investments, and beyond. Father, I thank you that there shall be a manifestation. Hey, Shaba. Hey, Mikosha. Ho, Mikalema. Latunimi Ansa. Letole Mendele Kistala. Robo Shalumante Lecleste. Likuli, Ikuli, Ikuli Bikita. Likuli Bikitesele Antola. Lamani Andalamo Osa. Hala, Hala, Halebio. Ulele Bieshete. Rubele Bankala Makikos, Livunzi di Itala, Landili Osa, Akandele, Aduli, Idolo Osna, La Palimi Ipendele, Lekeli Antule Ikasta, Lantalawantie, Vendele Valadala Hazi, Zikundili Andalala Bashata, Rekebeke Shama, Tele, Lala Bohusa, Father, in Delemeke Kalabohosha, I command a manifestation of every prophecy over my life, over my business, over my ministry. I come against every attack of the enemy that will come to hinder, that will come to stop, that will come to block my prophecy from coming to pass. I bathe my prophecy with the word of the Lord. I come against every spirit of sabotage, and I bathe my prophecy with the blood of Jesus and declare that it shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass not many days hence. I decree and declare a manifestation of the word of the Lord concerning America, concerning, hallelujah, the nations of the earth, concerning this country, concerning this city and this state. I command a miracle and declare there should be a manifestation. Hey, 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 command it. Command the manifestation of your marriage. Command the manifestation of the birth of your son and the birth of your daughter. Command a manifestation of the release of finances for your business and your ministry. Command command the release and command a manifestation of every word that has been spoken over your life, that this will be the year that I will see the manifestation of everything that God has spoken over my life. 2020, you shall be my year of manifestation. Manifest, 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 manifest in the name of Jesus. Mota, Shata, Ileba Shandala Babokosa. And it is so. And it shall be. Even as God has said, I'm excited about your future, and I'm excited about what's getting ready to happen. KCC, prayer has been awesome. I got a major breakthrough in prayer yesterday. I want to challenge you. Come on, let's get in prayer. Let's stay in prayer. We're praying at 12 o'clock at all locations. Amen. We're preparing ourselves and getting ourselves ready. I want to say this to you in Houston. I don't care what attack tries to stop you. Press your way. It looked like I had a visitation last night of the enemy trying to come against people in Houston. But whatever happens, push your way and get to the service. I'm telling you what I know by the Holy Ghost. We got to pray. We're believing God for miracles, for breakthrough, for change, for turnaround. We're believing that the plan of the enemy against our lives are being arrested and stopped, all right? I'm telling you, y'all got to believe the word of the Lord and believe the prophet, and that's how you prosper. So it's just little things like obedience that has the power to change your life and change your destiny. Just obedience. He said, if thou be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. So I'll see you in prayer. Hallelujah. And we have prayer again this evening at 6 o'clock. And I'm excited. Hayala ba shandebe. Yidada baba sotola bokuta. Handale basa. Elebo shanda. Yes, Lord, I heard you. Hira boboko sandele bekikala la basha. Handale basi tididi andala mahaya. Yes, Lord. All right, so we're pressing our way and we're making it our business to make it to watch night service that whole weekend. Watch night, and that Saturday we got prayer, and that Sunday I'm going to have a service where we're going to all take communion and start off the year. Amen. Hallelujah. In prayer and in intercession. Well, I know that prayer works. I just want to challenge. I just heard this. I'm going to challenge, hallelujah, about 100 of you to sow a $14 seed. All right? Sow a $14 seed. That's $PBCJR. $PBCJR. I just want to challenge. I just feel led to challenge about 100 of you to sow a $14 seed. Well, you are blessed. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. What a powerful way to start your morning, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. You are blessed. You are anointed. You cannot be stopped. And I'm telling you this with power, that on this weekend, I've challenged everybody to meet me in Charlotte. So whatever you got to do, meet me in Charlotte. Come by train. Amen. I say come by train, come by boat. Mashele akala labasa. Come by delele bede bede de bede de bo. Shuto de biki an kalamaya. Come by train, come by boat. Amen. Come by car. Amen. My God, letter. Amen. Candidate for baptism or Christian experience. But make sure you make it your business to make it to the service and know that God is getting ready to do some powerful things in your life. This is going to be a powerful year for you. I just know about the Spirit. Thank God for Pastor Butler starting us in prayer. I'll see you all at noonday prayer, whether it be Jacksonville, whether it be Charlotte. We're praying, and then I'll see you this evening in prayer at 6 o'clock. God's going to make you happy. That's what 2022 is. I believe God's going to make us happy. It's going to be a great year for you that will give yourself the consecration and stand on what God has said. You're blessed. I'll see you this evening. Now listen, come on, make sure you go all over Instagram. Now I haven't been on Facebook in a while, but every now and then I get to look on Instagram. But make sure you put it all over and say, hey, we're praying, we're seeking God, inviting others. And I believe people from T-Mobile are trying to get on. Maybe Sister Joy, we can put up the number for the T-Mobile people too. I don't know. But let's just really push this prayer. And let's try to get the world in prayer. I want you to register for the underground prayer movement. We're going to Mobile, Alabama, the 14th and the 15th. We know good things are happening. Anyway, you're blessed. More grace. I'll see you this evening at 6 o'clock. All right? Don't miss it. More grace.